Good morning, 53 degrees at 8:56. Scott Woodside with a continuing Monday, October 20th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. The American Bar has released a little study showing that lawyer advertising has succeeded in reducing the cost of legal services. The study also says the ads have not led to unnecessary court actions. Huh. Marlene Baldwin, 40 years old. Does the name ring a bell? You know, the lady that was convicted as the bordello madam in San Francisco? You know, she was sentenced last summer to spend 90 days in a nunnery or 4 years in prison. She chose the nunnery. You would, too. According to Mother Superior Mary Columba of Grace Center of the Convent of the Good Shepherd, only God knows whether people change, but Marlene had signs she was thinking of it. In turn, Baldwin described talking to the nuns about sex. I'd try to explain the feelings of being with a man, she said, to the nuns. They said their feelings were just as strong, but only toward the Lord. I told them I couldn't love a man I'd never seen. Animals are better talkers than they are listeners. That's what it says here in the feline section. Feline section? Who wrote this? Dr. Eugene Morton, a research zoologist with the Smithsonian, says hundreds and hundreds of species of animals talk to each other in a language of mood rather than a language of speech. Morton says, animals can whine, scold, growl, grunt, and sigh. However, he adds, animals are not much on diplomacy and aren't likely to listen to what you're saying. If you're wondering, he does wear a bow tie and glasses. A study of 4,500 motorcycle accidents shows that other drivers are at fault more often than motorcyclists. Did you know that? The analysis, released just about a week ago from the Transportation Department, shows that in 65% of the crashes, the driver of the other vehicle violated the motorcyclist right-of-way. Seems drivers think that motorcycles aren't very fast, and they can whiz in and out in front of them without worrying about crashing into them. Oh, excuse me. The motorcyclist was to blame 33% of the time. Other factors, the roadway, the motorcycle's condition, a pedestrian or animal or something else, were blamed in the remaining crashes. In almost every instance in which another vehicle was blamed, that vehicle's driver said he did not see the motorcycle or saw it too darn late to avoid a crash. This news is brought to you exclusively by Ted Britt Mazda. Time for an update on traffic. Here's Shauna.
Thank you, Scott. On John Hanson Highway, no problems now. A little slow at Chevrolet. New York Avenue, a little bit of a backup at Florida Avenue. Pennsylvania Avenue, still slow at Minnesota. 295 coming in, looks good now, and onto the freeway. It's cleared up. Shirley Highway is a little bit slow. It's clearing up, but at Glebe Road, an expected delay there. The Beltway, the inner loop at Kenilworth Avenue, there was an accident on the right. If you're coming around from 95, the inner loop, towards Kenilworth Avenue, be aware of that. You'll have the sun in your eyes. Stay to the left. 355 has been slow all morning inbound because of a busted water main at Cedar Lane. You'll have to try and avoid that if you can. Try Old Georgetown Road. On the Potomac, the bridges, the Key Bridge is slow. Memorial Bridge backed up onto Washington Boulevard down past the Pentagon. 14th Street Bridge also slow, but it looks better than Memorial. And on the Wilson Bridge, still slow there because of that accident we had blocking the right and center lane. This is Shauna with Roadwatch at WPGC.
It used to be that Ted Britt Mazda was simply the number one largest volume Mazda dealer on the East Coast. That's what it used to be. But no more. With success came more success. And now, Ted Britt Mazda outsells every Mazda dealer in the entire United States. So far in 1980, Ted Britt Mazda has beat them all by putting more satisfied customers in the Mazdas of their choice. So if you need a Mazda dealer with factory clout, one who can sell more Mazdas because they get more Mazdas, see number one in the USA. And speaking of first, who else but Ted Britt Mazda can give you your first sneak preview of the brand new GLC with front-wheel drive for 1981? You want them? Come get them at Ted Britt Mazda. Fairfax Route 50, directly across from Ted Britt Ford.
So, you'd like to know where all of the journalists and the news people hang out here in the nation's capital? They all go to one little bar on H Street. It's called the Class Reunion. That's where some of the best-known names in journalism regularly hang out with top Carter aides. Did you know that? Capitol Hill staffers, government officials, lobbyists, and International Monetary Fund bankers. Hey, we ought to go. White House Press Secretary Jody Powell hangs out at the Class Reunion, and the Prez has reached him there more than once after work to summon him back for an emergency. Pollster Pat Cadell, when it's not this close to an election, goes there to unwind. So do columnist Mary McGrory, Bob Novak, along with ABC's James Wooten, CBS's Ike Pappas, the Boston Globe's Marty Nolan, the Washington Star's Jules Whitcover, the Chicago Trib's John Margolis, scores of other reporters, too, who cover the Pentagon and the Justice Department for the networks, and the most important news beats for Time and Newsweek and the most influential newspapers, the Class Reunion located on 8th Street. In other words, is one of the best places in Washington to go at the end of the day to get the hot scoop, the real skinny on what happened or didn't happen or is about to happen in the world. No, that wasn't a commercial. Just thought you might want to go by there and crash the party. They'll say, oh, no, that was on WPGC. Now where do we hang out? It's 9:02, WPGC's exclusive copy weather. Partly to mostly sunny and cool today, high 67. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 43 to 48. The current Washington temperature, 53 degrees.